time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here at the piano. He takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Ruth Eldridge is on the phone from Provo, Utah. Ruth, welcome.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Bruce.
Hi. Very glad to have you, Ruth. What's your musical background?
Spotted, I guess. I am a grad student in organ performance right now, and I do a little bit of musicology also.
Wow, so a graduate student in organ performance. Any particular type of music you like to focus on?
Loud and fast. No, every organist likes Bach, so you kind of start there, and I've been kind of doing some Messiaen stuff lately, so that's pretty fun too.
Wow, yeah, a great organist of the 1700s and of the 1900s. Wildly different music, but both great organists and great organ composers, Olivier Messiaen and Johann Sebastian Bach. Well, Bruce is going to play something. We don't have an organ, unfortunately. We just have the piano. Bruce will play his creation on the piano, and then your job, Ruth, will be to try to name the tune that's hidden in this piano puzzler and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Are you all set?
I'm ready.
Are you nervous?
I'm pretty nervous, yeah.
It's okay. Take a deep breath. It's okay. You'll do just fine. And by the way, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, you can use your phone-a-friend option, and I can try to help out.
Okay.
Okay. Ruth Eldridge, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Wow, an epic piano puzzler.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So, Ruth, what do you think?
Wow. So, my first instinct is Handel.
Yes!
Wow.
Stop right there.
You said that so hesitantly and unquestioningly, and apparently that's exactly right.
I'm really glad you didn't do what a lot of people do and say later that your first instinct was Handel, but you didn't want to go with it. You know?
So you, the first thing that came to mind was Handel, and that was absolutely correct. What made you think that Handel was the style of this piano puzzler?
It actually came a little bit later on, but it's those dotted rhythms
in the little bit.
Kind of the French overture thing,
Yes, a very popular thing with Handel.
Yeah.
And quite a lot of his music, actually.
Bruce, what else did you use to make this sound like the style of George Frederick Handel?
Well, there are quite a few things. I also quoted right at the beginning, just to put people on alert subconsciously. This is from The Messiah. And you would say, but that's just nothing but an end of a phrase. Oh, it's from How Beautiful Are the Feet. But so many people know that, that it could sink in. And I quoted it again at the end. And a thing that Handel does love to do at a cadence is instead of leaving it there, he'll give a solo instrument a final word, which is a very moving thing to do. Hmm. And actually, aside from Handel, you don't hear that too often. Hmm. And then, of course, the textures here. And the way the inner voice often comes in and gets the last word or changes the harmony is also very Handelian. You did notice this rhythm. Which, in the bass line like that and moving for a long period of time, is very Handelian. And I think you're right, that probably would be the topper.
Huh. So in the style of George Frederick Handel, Ruth, well done. First name that came to mind for you, and you were absolutely right. We still have to name the tune that's hidden in here. Should we have Bruce play this again?
That would be lovely.
Okay, now the tune, I have to say, it's right there on the top. However, I didn't change a single note of the tune, and yet the harmonies do change and modulate.
Okay. Ruth, any tunes?
Okay, I got it.
You got it.
Is it Sunrise, Sunset?
Yes. Very good.
Wow.
Very good. Sunrise, Sunset from Fiddler on the Roof.
Sunrise, Sunset, rewritten in the style of George Frederick Handel. Ruth, your first guess on both the tune and the composer, absolutely correct.
Oh, well, thank you. I was glad I got the last half, because the first half I didn't get it.
Right. It's hard to get both things at once. And when you get one out of the way, then you can listen to the other. Yeah. That's usually what happens.
Ruth, how do you hear Piano Puzzlers?
KBYU.
KBYU, the great station at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah. Ruth Eldridge from Provo, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.